Excellencies, Ambassador Maria Laura de Hoxha, Chair of the Committee on Commodity Problems, Mr. Yi Xiaojun, Deputy Director General of WTO, colleagues, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that we can do this today, particularly with the link from both Geneva and Bangkok. I knew we were going to have Geneva, but I wasn't aware of Bangkok, so we really are privileged. We're here, of course, to launch the new edition of the State of Agriculture Commodity Markets, SOCO, one of our key publications that addresses, as we have discussed for a long time and in other venues and other publications, the important role that trade and in agriculture and food products needs to play in the in ensuring that countries meet the Sustainable Development Goals, and in particular, goal number 2 on eliminating hunger, improving food security, and promoting sustainable agriculture. It also, of course, trade and agriculture play a role in a number of the other SDGs as well, but goal number 2, of course, is the one that stands out. The relationship between trade and food security is complex. It's a large topic for us. It's a large topic for WTO. We had, I think, greater visibility on this during the 2008 food price crisis, and since then, I think that attention has not waned. It is and has been a topic of active debate on the pros and cons of greater openness into international trade and on the ways in which government interventions affect that trade. On one hand, projected patterns of consumption and production point to an increasing role for trade and food products to meet growing demand, particularly in food deficit countries. On the other hand, trade liberalization brings risks, notably disincentives to import competing domestic production. Achieving the right balance is difficult, particularly politically difficult, especially for countries where agriculture still drives economic growth and provides employment for many, if not most, rural poor, but where many of the poor would also benefit from lower food prices. And lower food prices also can be a consequence of greater trade, of course. The nature of trade is such that actions of one country impact on its trading partners. Trade-related agreements play a vital role in the governance of agricultural trade. These agreements need to allow countries to promote their own food security and nutrition objectives while at the same time minimizing any negative effects of these actions on other countries. As the presentation will show, this edition of SOCO seeks to explain how trade can affect food security and nutrition and to provide guidance to identify the most appropriate interventions in different contexts. It stresses the need to strengthen the global, regional, and national policy processes that guide the design and implementation of trade-related policies. Only by strengthening these processes will we ensure that trade works for and not against food security. This publication, as many of you know, has benefited from inputs from a large number of experts, including colleagues from WTO. WTO also generously hosted an FAO symposium on the topic in June. So I would particularly like to thank Deputy Director General Yi for WTO's inputs on this report that is, we hope and we're confident that we'll continue in this collaboration as we move forward. The report reflects one aspect of this increased collaboration, confirmed last month in November. Many of you were here for the visit of Roberto Azevedo, the Director General of WTO, and his explanation on why we see agriculture trade as so critical to achieving better food and nutrition outcomes. I'd also like to thank Ambassador Maria Laura, Chair of the CCP, for her presence today. SOCO is very much related to the mandate of that committee, one of our key committees leading up to They, in fact, also this next round of reform of the strategic framework, in addition to the discussing the problems of the collective of FAO as a membership organization, and we look forward to better integration of this publication with the work of the committee. So thank you for being here, and thank you for your attention, and I'm sure that the publication and our continued collaboration within the context of the committee and with WTO will continue to bear fruit. Thank you very much.
First of all, let me take this opportunity to thank DG Graziano for extending the invitation to WTO to take part in the launch of the FAO flagship publication, The State of Commodity Markets 2015, which focuses on the theme of trade and food security. I'm also happy to note that the WTO Secretariat was able to take part in the expert consultations that the FAO organized this year during the preparatory stage of the publication. We were pleased to be able to host these discussions at the WTO. My presence here today is another manifestation of DG Azevedo's personal commitment towards deepening the important collaborative partnership between our two organizations. Food security is an important consideration in trade policy making. WTO members attach significant emphasis to food security objectives in their deliberations. They acknowledge an important role for freer world agriculture markets and a strengthened multilateral trading system towards creating a favorable global environment for food security and sustainable agriculture. Having said that, it is also important to acknowledge the multidimensional nature of the notion of food security and the complex interlinkages between trade and food security. In the WTO, our members have a wide array of views and divergent perspectives in conceptualizing food security and emphasize different policy approaches and channels towards attaining food security objectives. These differing perspectives among WTO members were manifest in 2013 during the 9th Ministerial Conference of the WTO in Bali, when they examined the issue of food stockpiling from the perspective of the multilateral rules on agriculture subsidization. And only after very enduring and difficult negotiations could members reach consensus for an interim solution. The discussions on this theme are continuing among members towards a lasting solution. There are many aspects of WTO work which are informed and influenced by food security. FAO and the WTO maintain a strong synergistic collaboration with regard to many of these aspects, including through a robust partnership in the area of food safety and the promotion of international standards. It is therefore a very topical theme that the FAO has chosen for its 2015 edition of the State of Commodity Markets. There are many and varying views on the priorities and possibilities, and no doubt the publication will inspire differing reactions. This is natural with such a multifaceted issue. I'm confident that this study will offer important insights to help its readers to untangle the complex relationship between trade and food security and contribute to further enrich the food security debate. I thank you.
colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to join you today for the launch of the new edition of SOCO in my capacity as the chairperson of the Committee on Commodity Problems, CCP. I would also like to congratulate the FAO for the preparation of such a publication on a very topical and complex subject, trade and food security. The theme of trade and food security is vital to both the trade and development agendas. This has become a critical issue in the ongoing WTO negotiations on agriculture trade rules. Trade is also recognized as one of the key means of implementation for achieving the newly endorsed Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and particularly, as the previous speaker said, SDG 2 on hunger, food security, nutrition, and sustainable agriculture. The CCP in 2012 recognized the high importance of a Doha Round Agreement for its potential contribution to creating an enable environment for agriculture development and food security. In 2014, the committee underlined the importance of agreeing on a post-Bali work program as foreseen in the Bali Agreement. We hope this edition of SOCO will help policymakers and negotiators to gain a better understanding of the complex relationship between trade and food security, especially in view of the upcoming WTO 10th Ministerial Conference to be held in Nairobi from 15 to 18 December 2015. It advances a number of significant key messages and recommendations and stresses the importance of strengthening trade governance process in order for trade to lead to positive food security outcomes. SOCO is very relevant to the mandate and work of the CCP. It aims to present commodity market and trade-related issues in an objective and accessible way to a broad range of stakeholders. On the CCP part, we do value this important publication, and we hope to see it in the future better integrated in the work of the committee. Thank you very much.